broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they
can't.
That's right. But we go there, and tonight we are going to have Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Margaret Gray is going to be joining him, and we'll be talking about this week's news. What's going to be happening out there is I want to have a talk with him about that. Ted is a sponsor of ours. We might as well get Mr. Bell up from Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California. He is a sponsor of ours, and let's talk about this.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
And come down here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We have a hoodie-a-thon going on, and we'd like you to check out the Phil Hendry website as we sell the Ted Bell hoodie. Phil, we'd like people to be aware of the fact that we have the hoodie and that we are selling the hoodie and that it is in view of recent events and in view of the news, I think it's something that in solidarity people can purchase the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. And I can see that you're wearing one tonight on the video cast.
Well, I am wearing the hoodie, but I wanted to ask you something. And Margaret Gray is there, correct?
Margaret's going to be here in just a few minutes, yeah.
I wanted to ask you this. I didn't know. I knew that we were going. I know that we're pushing the hoodie, and it's a great product. We've had it in our shop for the last few months.
We have, and it has sold very well. And the reason why I'm bringing up the hoodie now, though, is in light of, and I'm not going to mention any specific news story, because I don't want it to be seen as if we are taking advantage of any specific news story. I would just simply say that in light of recent events, we would suggest that people go over to the Phil Hendry Show shop and pick up one of the hoodies. And
all right, if we don't want to, can I interrupt and just ask something?
Clearly.
If we don't want to highlight any particular event, then why even mention that?
Why mention the what?
When you say, in light of recent events, why don't you go to the Phil Hendry Show? Here's the problem I have.
No, I don't have to say that, but I don't need to say that. I just want people to know that Ted Bell, that I have been selling the Ted Bell hoodie for the last few months in the Phil Hendry Shop.
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay. And I want people to know that. And
well, we've been promoting it, and the hoodie is a big seller. We've sold out a couple of sizes already. We've had to do a couple of reorders, so it's a very big and popular seller because people like your restaurant, Ted, and people like your the logo.
Right, but I think we in light of recent events, and I'm not taking advantage of anything. See, well, here's what I want to say. Okay, what is that? I want to say that we're not trying to take advantage of people's feelings. We're not looking to manipulate people's feelings. I wanted to have a hoodie-a-thon because I think it's a great Friday night, kind of product, a great Friday night kind of an event here from the restaurant. Margaret's going to come in and sing one of her songs, and we'll get the audience involved in the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie, because people's minds are on it.
And all right, but again, there you are talking about people. Well,
at some point, we've got to just get on with the show and not talk about.
I would like to do that, but you've brought it up a couple of times, and I want to just make it very clear here that I don't want anything to be I don't want it perceived that we're taking advantage of a very sad situation to sell hoodies.
Well, the only guy that's mentioned it is you, Phil. And
no, you said in light of recent events.
No, I said in light of recent events. I didn't say taking advantage. I didn't see taking advantage. Well, I got to.
You didn't say.
I didn't say taking advantage of recent events. I didn't say. Yes, I did say that, but I didn't see. Why can't I say that word?
I don't know. Are you having? I hope you're not having one of those.
One of those migraines. Give me a glass of water, will you?
You all right, Ted?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just can't seem to say the word. There, I said say. That's what I want to say. I can't I don't want to say tragic. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, all right. Our number, by the way, folks, is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We've been selling the hoodie in the shop, the Phil Henry website shop, for a couple of months now. So the winter months and the cold weather that affects most of the country is one of the reasons why we have that particular kind of a piece of apparel in our shop. When the summertime arrives, we're going to have other things. And now we have recent events. I did not really want to tie this in with that at all because I don't think that it's right. I think it's commercializing it.
Hold on, Phil. You know, you can't talk about me as if I'm not being here, as if I'm not here. I'm not commercializing anything, and I want to make it very clear to your audience, very clear. I'm not commercializing or taking advantage of any tragic event that may have happened recently that may have involved this kind of clothing. I'm simply saying that the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie is in your shop, and we'd like people to go over, take a look at it if you'd like to buy it in solidarity with it. I won't say what it is. I'm not going to mention the news story.
How can you say in solidarity? With what, then?
I'm saying just in solidarity. With?
With what?
With, I'm not going to say what it is. But I wish we could get on the same page here, Phil, because we have an hour of radio to do together, and I want it to work, and I don't want to argue.
I don't want to argue either. I just want to be very clear. We're selling the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. It's got nothing to do with anything else.
It has absolutely nothing to do with anything else. I don't think it's fair of you to tell me that I can't speak a certain way.
Ted, I haven't told you to do anything. All I'm doing is giving my opinion.
Well, you've also intimated that I can't talk certain words. You're saying that I can't talk certain words. And
I haven't said you can't talk certain words.
Well, those certain words that you would disapprove of me saying, if you put them together, it would come out in solidarity with the recent news events in Florida. But you won't let me say that. And
you, as I said, you can say anything you want, as you just did. I'm just saying I'm worried about the perception.
The perception, Phil, is going to be fine. I'm Ted Bell. People have eaten in my restaurant. They know who I am. I've always had and engendered goodwill for the community. I think people enjoy what we do at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I've got a sterling, crystal clear reputation with everyone in your audience. And if I say buy a Ted's of Beverly Hills hooded sweatshirt in solidarity with certain events, which I won't go into, people will respect me. And I believe that in order to help with that solidarity, whatever it may be, they will go and buy a Ted's of Beverly Hills hooded sweatshirt. But I'm not going to commercially take advantage of the situation, no.
Well, may I say that you've done all but take advantage of it. And
what are you talking about now?
Because you've said everything other than what the thing is that we're all supposed to be in solidarity over. And so, therefore, I think you've...
Hold on for a minute. Margaret Gray is... Margaret?
Phil, hi.
Margaret, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. We have a wonderful song picked out for the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. And I don't know if you want me to do it before the break or after the break.
Well, we can do it after the break if you want.
Well, it is a song that is about apparel. And I thought it would be very, very appropriate if I sang a song about apparel. And I'll give you a little a hint, Ted.
Go ahead.
You can leave your boot, doo 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 doo. Do you recognize it?
I think I do, yeah.
All right.
I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Is he combed it?
What, you got a tin ear? I don't understand.
Oh, I don't have a tin ear. I didn't...
You can leave your on.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. You can leave your hat on.
Oh, for God.
What are you doing?
Why'd you do that, Phil?
I didn't know you didn't want me to say it. I apologize.
No, that's why I said you can leave your blank on. I didn't let you to say the word.
I apologize. We'll take a break. We'll be back here with Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills, along with Margaret Gray from Santa Monica, California, as we continue here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. David G. Hall is also going to check in. We are selling hoodies tonight. the problem I have is that I'm afraid it might be commercializing something that shouldn't be commercialized. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Put the restaurant on hold, please. 877-876-7445. As Ted Bell tonight rolls out attempts to make a few dollars, I think it's a bad time to be selling hoodies. And I don't think, and I'm being very honest, I don't think anybody is going to believe that if you're selling hoodies now, no one's going to believe that you don't mean to commercialize something. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Ted, you there?
Well, I just heard a lot of music.
No, you're on the air.
Oh, well, we're on the air at Ted's at Beverly Hills.
I just heard you say GD or something. I heard that, bud.
What?
I just heard a GD. Did you dump that?
I'm afraid.
Well, why did that happen?
Well, first of all, because you said it.
I didn't know we were on the air. You told me to get ready, and the next thing I heard was a song being... I heard music.
Yeah, I had the music on by mistake.
Well, that's not my problem.
No, you're right. It is not your problem. But nonetheless, when you have a live mic...
Well, I didn't know. I knew the mic was live. I didn't know it was on the air.
Well, a live mic could be on the air, and you didn't dump it, huh?
No.
All right. Well, okay, great. 877-876-PHIL.
So in other words, I just want to be clear. The audience, the people listening to the program now, heard me say, take the Lord's name in vain.
Yes, they did.
Well, I want to apologize to everyone listening.
Roll the tape back, bud.
Don't play it again.
No, I just want to make sure.
But let me just say to everyone listening, I am deeply sorry. I've always... had a battle with myself and the language that I use. I've always tried to be much, much better, and I apologize for doing that, and I apologize certainly for using the Lord's name in vain.
Okay, what did you say? It wasn't there, Ted. Apparently you didn't say that.
You know, Phil, you're wearing my patience down.
I thought I heard you say GD.
And I didn't.
No, you did not.
So what am I apologizing for?
Well, it's a good question. If you didn't say it, then...
I didn't think I did say it, but you said that I did. So I'm apologizing because you said it got out over the air.
Yes, I did. I made a mistake.
Oh, man. You know, well, sit down, Ted, over there. Phil, I just sit down.
I'm telling you, I...
Just sit down up there. You go have a drink.
Yeah, I'm going to have a drink because, buddy...
I'm sorry. I thought I heard that. Bud didn't dump it, so, you know.
But what if I... Just sit down, Ted. Just go. Just get out of here for 5 seconds, will you? You're starting to bother me, too. Phil, the problem that Ted has is if he didn't say GD, and then he goes and starts apologizing and talking about the filthy mouth that he's had his whole life, and he never said it, he didn't have to tell... You see what I'm...
Yeah, no, I understand that. I apologize. I thought I heard him say that. If he didn't say it, he could have said that he didn't say it, you know.
Well, no, life isn't that simple. If you're on the radio and the host of the show said that you said GD, then that's what you said. Now, to all of the people listening tonight who are, I apologize if the sale of hoodies is a fact. I don't know that a lot of the people in your audience know what hoodies are, Phil. That's for starters.
Why do you say that?
Well, the late-night talk radio audience tends to be very rural, as you know, and a lot of those people just don't even, they don't get it. But to those people out there who know what a hoodie is, and you are interested in purchasing one of Ted Bell's hoodies, remember that they are available on the Phil Hendry website, but that there is no intention of offending anyone related to recent events, even though Ted stands in solidarity with most people and how they feel about it. Why are you quiet?
Because what you're doing is, you guys, I love this, it's like what they used to call in politics, the non-denial denial. You're saying that you're not doing something that you're doing.
No, I'm not. I'm letting people know that if they were thinking about the tragedy that I won't go into, because we're not going to commercialize that.
No, if you're thinking about the tragedy that you won't go into because we're not going to commercialize that, buy a hoodie in solidarity with the tragedy that we don't want to commercialize. That's really what you're saying. And that's what I'm trying to be.
Hold on, Phil. I got to do the song.
Well, wait a minute.
Hold on. I'm going to do the song. All right, everyone. This is for Ted Bell and Phil Hendry and the sale of the hoodies tonight. The Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. Could you close the door to the kitchen, please?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Never take off your coat.
Yeah.
Real slow.
All of you people in the bar? Yeah, I'm over here. I'm Margaret Gray.
Take off your shoes.
And take off your pants. That's really what we're getting to, isn't it?
Take off your shoes.
And I'll take off your shoes while you slip off your pants. Take off your gloves.
Yes, yes, yes.
Take off your gloves. Yeah, love.
You can leave
your hat on.
You can leave your hat on.
You see what I'm doing there, Phil?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean, yeah? Wait a minute, kill the music. Kill the music for a minute. What do you mean, yeah?
Well, it's not my cup of tea.
Boy, don't you sound like the daintiest little Lloyd Fauntleroy.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
What does that mean, little Lord Fauntleroy?
I said little Lloyd Fauntleroy.
Little Lloyd Fauntleroy. That's a totally different guy.
What does that mean?
Well, you're all delicate.
Yeah, get real delicate. You don't like it, huh? She's singing about a lady taking her clothes off for a man. You understand what that is, don't you?
Yes, I understand what that is. What I don't like is the way she's singing the song.
You don't like the way I'm singing? Is that what your problem is?
Yeah. You can leave your hat on! What is that? I mean, God! Got a nosebleed.
Well, you got a pair on you, don't you? You know that I'm not the kind of woman that you mess with. You know that if I was standing there right now, I'd put the heel of a high heel right into your eyeball. You know that, don't you?
That's what I've heard. I don't know that I believe it.
Take it from me, Phil.
Have you seen her do that?
I haven't seen her do it, but I've heard graphic descriptions of it.
You better believe it.
Well, I don't think you're that crazy. I just don't think that you would do that. If you'd done that to someone, you'd be in jail.
Is that right? Who am I married to again? Oh, I'm sorry. A lawyer? Wow.
You don't get that, do you, Phil?
I don't think and I know Frank Gray, and he's not a criminal.
Phil, this has been anybody that has ever given me trouble, I take off a high heel, and I bury the heel in their eyeball. Now, am I making myself clear?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, there you go. Good boy. Now, when we come back from this commercial break, I want people around their radio tonight to listen to the song that I've been trying to do for my very dear friend Ted Bell and the sale of these Ted Bell hoodies that have nothing at all to do...
Yeah, I know, with the tragedy that of recent events that we don't want to mention.
Bill, you're cheapening yourself. Every time you say that, you just make yourself look cheap.
No, Ted, what's gone on here tonight... And every time I got you guys on the air, you know, we're always into some argument about this because you have some very warped perception or warped definition of what commercialism is. I believe that when you sit there and say, we are not going to tie this into recent events, all you do is direct people's attention to it. And you make yourself look like you're commercializing it.
No, Phil, what I've been listening to, and I heard this as I was driving in, and Frank heard it too, I heard you, every time Ted just tried to blow it off and move on, you're going, well, now, Ted... You know, or it was more like, how was it, Frank? Listen, Ted. Yeah, that was it. Listen, Ted.
Oh,
It's pretty good.
We'll be right back. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, who's sponsoring?
Ted's of Beverly Hills. We'll be right back on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
And philhenryshow.com, Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodies.
Phil Henry.
Wait a minute. We got to turn some of this music off, bud. What are you doing, man? All right. God. Steakhouse, come on down. You're on, Ted.
Yeah, thanks. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight to get the best steak you could possibly get. And in the meantime, visit the Phil Henry Show shop for your Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. Although, I don't know. I don't even think you've got any listeners left.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, every time we come back from a break, Phil, hey, bud, turn the music off. Hey, bud.
You're really right, Phil. Ted, go sit down again. You're going to get yourself...
I swear to God, if I stroke out over this...
Sit down. You know, Phil, he's really right. It's been very sloppy tonight.
Oh, is that right? Well, excuse me, but we've got a number of things going on here. All right, we've got a remote going on from Ted's restaurant. I got Bud Dickman, who's never the sharpest tool in the toolbox. And, you know, and then I've got you.
But what does that mean, I've got you? What does that mean?
Well, with that, you can leave your hat you know.
Look, I've got another song that I want to do. This one is clothing related. I'd appreciate it if you didn't start running your yap until I'm done with the song. If it's okay with you. Would that be all right with you?
That's fine, yeah.
Oh, well, great day in the morning. I get to get through a song. Here's one about wearing clothing, and I think the clothing that you people want to wear out there is your Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. That's right. Go to the Phil Henry Show website, click on Shop, hit Apparel, and get your Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie in solidarity of recent events.
I knew you'd do that.
Quiet. Quiet, please. But you wear your hoodie well. A little old-fashioned, but that's all right.
Wow.
He wouldn't get in touch with me. He wouldn't even want to touch my knee or touch me over there. Here we go. You wear it well. There ain't a lady in the man so fine. Is that nice, Ted?
I love it.
All right, hold on.
What?
Hold on, turn it off. God almighty.
What is wrong with him?
I don't know, Phil. Have you been to a doctor? Aren't you in therapy?
What is wrong with you? What have I been to a doctor? Did you hear that? Ooh.
Oh, my God, you do need a doctor.
What is wrong? Why do you keep interrupting her?
She's flat. She's off key. The song, as I remember it, and as everybody else remembers it, is getting butchered alive as she sings it.
I'll handle this, Ted. I'll handle it, Ted. Sit down. Get yourself another cocktail. Jose, Mr. Bell, get him his Pimm's cup. Yeah.
Yeah, and I want the cucumber.
Get him the Pimm's cup with the cucumber. There you go. Go, you go over there, dear.
Pimm's cup, jeez.
Oh, is that gay?
No, I always figured Ted for a Scotch man, but...
Oh, I see. So he's not manly enough for you.
No, I didn't say that at all.
Bill, what I am doing as a professional singer, you should know this about me. I am simply improvising and escalating the rhythmic and harmonic possibilities of the song. So that when Rod Stewart sings, "Will you wear it well?" All right, we know that that's the melody, and that's fine, and that's all well and good. Great, we've been there, done that. Can we do something else?
Well, I was just...
Can we do something else?
I was just...
Can we do something else? So he sings, you wear it well, I do this, but you wear it well. A little old-fashioned, but that's okay. See, I sang professionally, Phil, for so many years.
That was the most horrific thing that I...
Are you jealous?
No, I'm not jealous. What you just did there was horrifying.
You know, I hear that from a lot of women that are, for instance, the mothers at Jason J. Delmonico School. A lot of these, I call them clubhouse sluts. And they're jealous of the fact that I had a career in entertainment. So they'll say, Margaret, your voice sounds as if someone stuck a hyena's tail into a garbage disposal. And I'll say to them, why, you look at the little clubhouse slut. And they scatter off to their SUV. And is that what you're going to do tonight, Phil? So it's a real big joke, huh?
What's he doing now? He's insulting you, Margaret.
I've got it, Ted. Go back and... Jose, Mr. Bell's Pimm's Cup. There you go. Is that what you're doing, insulting me, Phil?
That was the funniest thing I ever heard in my life. All the little clubhouse slut. What is a clubhouse slut?
You don't know what a clubhouse slut is?
No.
It means these are women that found their husbands by hanging around country clubs, by slutting it up in these country club bars and restaurants, or for some of them, like Sue Del Griffin, I don't want to mention any names, but she deserves it, literally hanging around the locker room door. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the stink and the disease?
What, are you talking about a clubhouse?
I'm talking about the locker room of a country club, yes.
The men's clubhouse?
Yes.
Well, what? I don't know that it's disease. I mean, you know, there's guys in there changing their club. Golfers are not the, you know, we're not talking about a bunch of guys that just got done playing rugby. You know, it's a sport that is not necessarily going to make you stink to high heaven.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about the clubhouse slut that takes that infection and spreads it into every decent family in every private clubhouse in Palm Springs. So,
boy, I have no idea. And, you know, let me just say to my audience, you're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, I'm letting my... You can back off for a second, and we're talking with Margaret Gray here. We also have Ted Bell, who we're doing a live remote from the restaurant. Let's take our, you know, catch our breath here. And they are pushing the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. Now, it's my feeling, and I could be wrong, but it's my feeling that the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie, this is a bad time to tie any... You don't want to tie this in with anything that is happening in the news. If you want to sell the hoodie, that's fine, because the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie has been for sale on our website for a number of months. But to do some kind of a radio-a-thon where you say, hey, we have the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie, and it's in solidarity over recent events. I don't like it. I don't buy it. I don't find it to be tasteful at all. They feel that there is nothing untoward about it. I think there's some commercial. I think there's commercialism at its worst there. That's the argument we're having. And Mr. Bell obviously has purchased the airtime here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Let's get back over to Ted's of Beverly Hills. In Beverly Hills, California. Ted, I, my understanding is you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I do want to say something, since it is my remote broadcast, Phil. I don't think it's fair of you to say on your show that you feel we're commercializing this. I have said over and over that we're not commercializing. And if I say we're not commercializing something, then I have to say, what is it that we're not commercializing? Recent events is what I said. So that when we sell the hoodie, we don't want anyone to think we're commercializing anything, but we have to say it because they may think that we are.
Well, then why would you say purchase one in solidarity over recent events?
If they feel like they want to buy a hoodie in solidarity over recent events, am I the guy to tell them no?
That's a really good point, Phil. What's he supposed to do? Say, oh, by the way, don't buy a hoodie in solidarity over recent events.
Yeah. Keep your business. Please don't. If that's why you're going to buy one, don't do it.
Should he say that?
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, he should.
Well, boy, are you... Wow, man. How did you survive the cradle? Honest to God. Were you born with your brain outside of your skull? Because I've heard of kids...
Okay, Ted. That doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand.
Well,
talking about? I'm going to turn away business. Why?
You're turning away business if there's anybody who is suddenly all jazzed about getting a hoodie over this terrible, tragic event that we're talking about.
Recent events is what I said. You're the guy that keeps wanting to allude to it.
I want to finish my song, if you don't mind.
That's fine. Now we got what?
David Hall.
David Hall again. This is the second night in a row with David Hall.
Well, I don't want to hear from him until I get to finish my song, and I was told that I was good. Now, I don't want to do You Wear It Well, but I just was using that as an example of the kind of harmonics that I'm capable of and that the song is capable of. But I do want to get deeper into You Can Leave Your Hat On. So, Bud Dickman, without further ado, let's hear that song. That's not the song, you idiot. You idiot. That's not the song. Thank you.
I don't think calling him an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
Yes, you are an idiot. That wasn't the song. Everybody, I'm Margaret Gray for the Peds of Beverly Hills Hoodie. David G. Hall is waiting, I know, on hold, but he doesn't get to come on until I sing the song.
Okay, can I say something?
No. Get your Teds of Beverly Hills hoodie.
And take off your shoes.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'll take off your shoes.
You take off a shoe and I'll take off a shoe.
Baby, take off your dress.
You take off your dress, honey, and I'll take off Frank. Take off your dress.
Okay.
Isn't that cute?
That's a riot.
Leave your hat on. I did there, Phil?
Yeah, what you did there is basically put a garage door up. Another one went up.
Oh, is that you, lousy?
Hold on for a minute.
All right, we're taking a break here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and our remote live from Teds of Beverly Hills.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Keep your head on.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
I'm gonna kill you, bud, if you don't turn that off, man.
Butchered my show.
Your show.
Ted here from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and if you haven't picked up your Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie, you probably won't now because of the developmentally disabled guy that works for Phil Henry who's carved my show up a new one. Thank you.
That was unnecessary, Ted.
Unnecessary? What do you think he's been doing the whole hour?
We have two sources of audio coming up on one pot.
That doesn't concern me. I'm not some audio guy. I'm a restaurant owner. Telling me your problems? I'm not interested in your problems.
It gets Bud confused.
Yeah, does it? Maybe you ought to get somebody else in there.
Shut up, Mr. Bell. I'm developmentally disabled.
No, you're not. Henry said you weren't.
He's not. He was injured in a motorcycle accident. So why'd you say he was?
Just to see if he'd bite on it. Now, look, Phil, I got one more shot. Margaret has one more song to do, and then we got to wrap up because I've got a convention I don't know what these guys are. They're businessmen from out of town. They're coming in. They've got a late dinner. We've got our prime rib room is reserved for these guys, and I don't know what they are. I don't know where they're from. I've got no idea, and it's scaring me, but they booked the room for twice the price. And have already come up with a 20% tip guaranteed, and they promised more. So,
so in other words, you got some money to make.
You better believe it. You better believe it. So, Margaret, I know that...
Let me say, Ted, why don't you get ready for these guys that are coming in, okay?
Don't say it like that.
Like what?
Well, you're saying get ready for the guys that are coming in.
I didn't say it anyway.
Well, you said it in a way like I'm going to be putting on a dress or something.
Oh, get out of here, will you, Ted, and do what you're going to do?
I didn't do it.
God. All right. right. Here is the song that I'm going to cap the evening with, Phil. You reminded me of it, and I can still remember standing off stage on Broadway. Out on stage was Christopher Plummer, as well as Mary Martin. They cued me. I came in wearing a taffeta gown and pearl slippers, and I sang the following song. I am 16 going on 17. I know that I'm naive. You're big and strong and joining the Hitler Youth.
Wait, wait a second.
Don't interrupt me, please.
Wait a minute. What song is that?
That happens to be from The Sound of Music.
You're big and strong and joining the Hitler Youth.
Yes. Oh, my God, he doesn't know the song.
Wait, I can't have that.
What do you want?
What do I want? I'm the owner of the restaurant.
I'm in the middle of the song right now, Ted.
Wait a second. I just got a new pizza oven in. You want to know what? Phil, you can tell her the hell I went through with a pizza oven, okay? I had to go through three different shippers to get a pizza oven that was not made in Germany. And if you think for 5 seconds I'm going to have you singing some horse whistle number.
And it is not the horse whistle. It is Sound of Music.
Well, what did Phil, they got a Nazi thing?
No, they don't have a Nazi song.
Well, did they have anything Nazi in that?
They got a the plot, the boy becomes a Nazi.
Who does?
The daughter falls in love with one of the village guys. It's a little village love affair. But he becomes a Nazi.
Well, what the hell is she doing? You can't have that.
It's Sound of Music, Ted. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, I've heard of it. I had no idea it had any Nazi subplots, or I never would have allowed it anywhere near my restaurant. You're telling me the one with Julie Andrews. I love Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I won't have that lousy goose-stepping slut anywhere near...
Whoa, dude. You're taking it all out of proportion here. What do you think it is?
What's this whoa, dude? What do I look like to you, huh? Some guy with a backpack on smoking a joint under a tree after school? I said I don't want that goose-stepping slut anywhere near here. Now, I used to love Julie Andrews, but not anymore.
And can you get him to lay down. Get him to lay down. My God.
You know, he's losing his mind.
Well, I don't blame him, the things he's had to put up with tonight. I am 16.
I'm going to use the bathroom.
Certainly. They have pushed me, Phil, out of the prime rib room because they're getting it set up for these drunks that are coming in later. I was in the main dining room. They've pushed me now all the way down near the men's room. This is where I'm having to do my song. I am 16. Yes, I know you knocked the phone out of my hand. Would you close the bathroom door? Because I can see you taking your pants off in there.
All right.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. They've got me in the hall near the men's room. I am 16 going on.
Sorry.
Door hit me in the back. I am... Oh. Oh! My nose. I am...
Forget it, okay? Forget it, Margaret, okay? Forget it!
Fill you up, Margaret. Her nose is bleeding. Get over there. Get plug her nose up. Stick something in that hole. Her nose. Yes. I can't tell you, Phil, but I got this big party coming in. Okay?
Look, Ted, can I tell you something?
What?
Sound of Music ain't a Nazi thing, okay? Do you understand? Sound of Music is it's a musical. It's only got one thing about Nazis in it.
What do you mean Nazis? I mean, you know my clientele, Beverly Hills?
I understand. But the fact is that in that play, the girl falls in love with a kid, and it's one of the tragedies of the play, of the musical, that the family escapes. The family has to escape because their beautiful, beloved Austria has turned Nazi, okay?
Yep.
And one of the people that they have to leave behind, who they thought was their friend, and he's turned into a Nazi, is this boy that the girl loves.
Well, what's the song, I'm 17 going on 31? What is that?
No. It's the girl and the boy are singing to each other. It's at a point in the play where it's a very innocent thing, and they're falling in love, and she says, I am 16 going on 17, and he's a year older than her, and they sing this song to each other about how he'll protect her and take care of her. What are you crying?
I'm very sentimental.
for the busy day.
Okay, Ted, I hope we sold some hoodies tonight, and I'm glad we cleared up that whole overly commercialized thing.
Now, let me tell you something, my friend.
You're really emotional over that, huh?
Very sad. I'll tell you something. There ain't nothing that we did tonight that commercialized anything or overstepped any bounds that comes anywhere near the fact that that woman brought into my restaurant tonight is sorry about a lassie.
You really got to get a grip, Jack. You talk about me needing a doctor.
I didn't say I didn't need one. I said you need one. That doesn't mean I don't need one. All right? What is that? That's music?
That's your music.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills, but stay out of the prime rib room. We've got a real big party in there. They've booked the room through 2 a.m. Don't even go near it.
Well, that sounds welcoming.
You better believe it.
We want to put our meat in your mouth. And we're out of Ted's Beverly Hills. Okay, out.
Thank you very much, bud. Turn the phone. Get the phone out of here.
All right, and out.
Yeah. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. A couple more hours. Our news and information hour coming up as well.
I am 16 going on 17.
Phil Henry.